Hey, so today I have some information. We have a special guest speaker who is someone we as a church will also support financially and prayerfully to serve the Lord overseas. And due to security reasons, we ourselves will not mention online where he and his wife will be going. His name is Pastor John, and he was ordained yesterday through FCNI. His wife's name is Evangeline. And they have been in Taiwan for the past number of years, studying, preparing, and even serving. They are currently serving at New Blessings Church in Sanchung, which is one of our FCNI churches. Today, he will not only share God's word, but he will also share a bit about his future ministry. Let's give him a warm welcome as he comes up and gives a speech.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
It's a
privilege to come here and share with you.
正如刚刚弟兄所介绍的，我跟我太太都是FCNI的宣教士。
Just like the pastor had said, me and my wife and I are both missionaries of FCNN.
因为我英语不够好，没办法完全用英文讲到，所以我就请我的朋友Jeff来帮忙。
Because my English is not good enough, so I asked my friend Jeff to translate for the sermon.
希望大家多多的包涵。Please
bear with us.
好。 那我们今天我们要分享的经文是以赛亚书的6章1到8节的经文。
Today's passage comes from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8.
这是以赛亚被呼召的一段经文。
That's the passage when Isaiah was called by God.
我们先一起来读一下这段经文。Now
let us read the scripture together. Okay. Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphims, each with six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried. I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom should I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
在19世纪的英格兰有一个名叫斯布珍的人。In
the 19th century England, there was a man called Charles Spurgeon.
他是一个非常有名的牧师。He's
a very famous pastor.
然后在他还没有信主的时候，他常常会去教会听道。And
before he believed the Lord, he went to church quite often to hear things about God.
但是他不是为了去信耶稣。
But not because he,
他是想要知道上帝的圣洁是怎么样的。
But because he wanted to know, God's holiness.
但是他去到教会常常会非常的害怕。
But when he went to church, he used to feel very terrified.
因为上帝的圣洁让他知道，不论他做到什么，他都没有办法满足上帝的标准。
Because God's holiness showed him that no matter how much he did, he couldn't meet God's standard.
所以他心里一直非常的恐惧。
So he was terrified in his heart.
他也想要从上帝那里获得救赎。
And he wanted to receive salvation from God.
那后来有一个主日是司布真真正得到上帝救赎的一个日子。
But until one Sunday, Charles Spurgeon finally, that was the Sunday when Charles Spurgeon received God's salvation.
那是一个冬天，雪下的非常的大。
That was a winter day with a big snowstorm.
司布真他没有办法去到自己经常去的教会。
He couldn't travel to the church that he usually went to due to the snowstorm.
他只能去到一间离他家非常近的教会。
So he went to a church that was nearest to his home.
当他进去的时候，当他坐下之后，讲员就念了一段经文。
After Spurgeon went in and sat down, the preacher read from Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22.
那是以赛亚书四十五章二十二节的经文，那里说：“地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救，因为我是神，再没有别神。”
Isaiah 45:22. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other.
随即，那位讲员他就呼召当时的会众要仰望耶稣。
Or as some other versions said, look to me and be saved.So immediately, the preacher urged the congregation to look unto Jesus to have hope of salvation.
因为只有仰望耶稣才有得救的盼望。
Because the hope of salvation is only found in Jesus.
司布真他就在听到的过程当中被圣灵光照。
So Spurgeon was enlightened by the Holy Spirit during the sermon.
他的脑海中不断的回想要仰望耶稣。
His mind was possessed with one thought, and that was,Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus.
本来司布真还想做更多更好的事情，从上帝那里得到救赎。
Before that, he had been waiting to do 50 things to earn salvation.
但是当他听到仰望耶稣就能获得救赎的时候
，But when he heard that, look unto Jesus.
他就品尝到了救恩的甘甜。
He then tasted the sweetness of salvation.
上帝就借着这样的一场道让司布真悔改信主。
So God had used this kind of plain sermon to lead Spurgeon to repentance and faith.
后来司布真他成为传道人，他也开始极力宣扬上帝的福音。
So later, Spurgeon had become a preacher and proclaimed the gospel he had once received to the best of his ability.
我相信我们在座的每一位人，我们每一位信靠主耶稣的人都曾经在生命当中经历过福音带给我们的祝福和平安。
I believe that all those who have put their trust in the Lord Jesus in this room have experienced salvation brought by the gospel in their lives.
其实不止我们今天会经历到上帝的福音。
Actually, not only us today will experience salvation brought by the gospel.
在旧约圣经的以赛亚书中
In the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament,
也记载了以赛亚先知所经历的福音。
Also records how the prophet Isaiah received the gospel.
他在领受福音拯救的好消息之后
，And after he received the gospel and the good news,
他也将这样的好消息分享给当时的人。
So he preached that gospel to the Israelites.
所以不论是以赛亚还是司布真，或者是今天的我们
，So whether that receiver is Isaiah.Charles Spurgeon or us today.
我们之所以能够在领受福音之后去传扬福音
The reason that we are willing to share the gospel after we have received it.
不是因为我们要从上帝那里得到什么功劳
Was not so that we could take any credit from God.
而是因为上帝用恩典除去我们的罪孽
But because God has atoned for us for our sins by grace.
所以我们就被恩典激励来领受传福音的呼召。
So that we are motivated by grace to receive the calling of preaching the gospel.
在以赛亚先知的经历当中就告诉我们这样的一个信息。
We can see this message in Isaiah's encounter with God.
我们下面会从三个方面来去看这样的一个内容。
Now we'll see through three aspects from today's scripture in Isaiah to think about his mission from God.
我们可以来看一看从上帝而来的使命。
We can look together to learn from a mission from God.
我们先来看第一点，上帝的圣洁。
Number one, that's God's holiness.
在圣经以赛亚书六章一到三节这里，我们可以看到。
As we read from Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1 through 3,
这是上帝向以赛亚显现的一个场景。
We could see the scene of God revealing himself to the prophet Isaiah.
上帝坐在宝座上。
God sat on his throne.
然后有天使在上帝的周围侍立。
With angels standing before him.
并且呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Crying, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory.
透过经文的描述，我们可以看到上帝显现的场景是非常宏伟的。
Through Isaiah's narrative, we could see that God's appearance is very magnificent indeed.
这会令人产生敬畏之心。
And it produces reverence for Him.
而且透过天使的宣告，我们也知道上帝是圣洁的。
And through angels' proclamation, we could know that God is holy.
每当上帝向人显现的时候，
Whenever God appears to people,
都会让我们看到我们跟上帝之间是有区别的。
It shows us the great difference between Him and us.
这样的区别就是圣洁跟污秽的区别。
The difference between holiness and filthiness.
上帝是圣洁的，我们是污秽的。
God is holy and we are filthy.
即使是上帝在向以赛亚显现的时候也不例外。
At the time when God appeared to Isaiah, that was no exception.
当以赛亚见到上帝的时候，他也说自己是不洁的。
When Isaiah saw God, he confessed that he was unclean.
所以上帝的圣洁就让我们看到圣洁跟污秽之间是不同的。
Therefore, God's holiness shows us the difference between holiness and filthiness.
这就像一个汽车修理工。
Just like a car mechanic.
当他穿着一件新的干净的工作服去工作的时候，
And after fixing a car, a car mechanic's clean clothes will be covered with much grease and dirt.
原本干净的衣服因着他的工作而沾满了油污。
They used to be clean, but later they were covered with grease and dirt.
这时候工作服变得脏兮兮的，甚至也看不出这件工作服原本的样子是怎么样的。
It could be so much that the dirty clothes no longer looks like how they used to be.
但是当他的工作服被洗净之后，原本的样子就会呈现出来。
But after the dirty clothes are washed and become clean, they look like before.
我们就会看到洗净之后的工作服的样子。所以上帝向我们显现，那就也就像这样一样。
Similarly, when God manifests His holiness, it's also like that.
我们被造的时候，就像这个汽车修理工刚穿上新的工作服。
When we were first created, we were like a car mechanic wearing clean clothes.
我们是没有罪的，是圣洁的。
We were sinless and holy.
这就是我们原本的样子，也反映了上帝的圣洁。
And that was how originally we were like. We could fully reflect God's holy image and likeness.
但当我们犯罪之后，我们就被罪所玷污，就像是沾满了油污的工作服。
But after we have sinned, we're stained by sin, just like clothes that are covered with grease, dirt, and stain.
我们就成为不洁净，我们就成为污秽的。
We became unclean and filthy.
我们也没有办法好好的反映上帝圣洁的样式。
That we could no longer reflect God's holy image and likeness.
而上帝的工作服就像是，而上帝的圣洁就像是干净的工作服。
And God's holiness is like clean clothes.
当我们来到上帝面前的时候，我们就知道我们原来是穿了一件不干净的工作服。
So when we see God's holiness, then we start to realize how God's sinless image and likeness is like.
当我们见到上帝的时候，我们才知道我们是有罪的。
Now, after we look at ourselves, we found our clothes are covered with grease and stain.
而我们这个时候，我们也没有能力把我们的罪洗净。
However, we don't have any ability or any other way to cleanse our own sins.
我们没有办法让我们脏兮兮的衣服变得干净。
We couldn't cleanse our, make our clothes clean by our own abilities.
我们只能靠着上帝所赐的耶稣基督的宝血来将我们的污秽、将我们的罪洗净。
We could only rely on the precious blood of Jesus Christ sent by God the Father to wash away our sin.
当我们的罪被洗净之后，我们才能反映上帝圣洁的样式。
So after we are washed, then we can finally reflect God's holy image and likeness.
所以上帝的圣洁就让我们看到圣洁跟污秽之间是不同的。
So God's holiness teaches that holiness and filthiness are different.
而上帝本身也是区别圣洁和污秽的标准。
And God himself is the standard of separating holiness and filthiness.
所以在上帝的宣判当中，我们就被圣洁的上帝定为有罪的。
Therefore, in God's standard, we're all convicted of sin by the Holy God.
这就是为什么以赛亚看到上帝的时候，就说自己是不洁的民。
That's why when Isaiah saw God, he would say he's a man with unclean lips.
因为在圣洁上帝的面前，就显出我们的罪来。
As we stand before the Holy God, our sins are clearly seen.
我们接下来透过第二点来看一看关于以赛亚先知对罪的回应。
Now let us look at our second point, to learn about what sin is from the prophet Isaiah's response.
我们接下来可以看经文的四到五节。
We'll read verses 4-5.
我们从这里可以看到以赛亚见到上帝之后的反应。
We could see from Isaiah's response to God.
当以赛亚见到上帝之后，他说自己和当时的犹大人都是不洁的。
When Isaiah saw God, he said that both he and the Israelites were unclean.
不洁的意思就是有罪的。
Being unclean is a sin.
所以当人来到上帝的面前，上帝的圣洁使人之罪。
So when people stand before God, God's holiness reveals their sins.
那为什么以赛亚会说自己和犹大人都是不洁的呢？
So why did Isaiah say that both he and the Israelites were sinful?
这与当时的背景是有关的。
That's related to the historical background of his time.
当时的乌西亚王是非常出色的一个国家领袖。
At that time, King Uzziah was an outstanding national leader.
当时的国民非常的拥戴他。
Beloved by his people.
而他自己也是敬畏上帝的王。
And he himself was a king who feared God.
当时他所带领的国家也面对着一个强大的敌国。
Back then, his nation was facing a strong enemy.
就是亚述国。
Assyria.
虽然亚述国很强大。
Although Assyria was powerful.
但是乌西亚王他愿意依靠上帝来去面对。
But King Uzziah was willing to rely on God to fight them.
乌西亚这样一位好王使得当时的国民非常信赖他的领导。
As a good king, many Israelites were much dependent on his leadership.
当乌西亚王死后，犹大人就非常的惊慌。
So after Uzziah had died, the Israelites were panicked.
因为他们所依赖的王不在了。
Because whom they used to count on were not there anymore.
他们不知道该将自己的盼望放在什么地方。
So they didn't know where they should put their trust.
而且他们的处境也非常的危险。
Besides, their situation was quite dangerous.
因为他们还面对着强大的亚述国。
Their powerful enemy might invade them at any time.
亚述国随时都有可能攻打他们。
They might invade them at any time.
犹大人的惊慌他不只是在他们的心里。
The Israelites were not only afraid in their hearts.
他们还彼此的谈论。
But they also talk with others about this feeling of fear.
所以当上帝向以赛亚显现的时候。
So when God appeared to Isaiah.
以赛亚就看到自己和犹大人不相信上帝的罪。
Isaiah saw his and the Israelites' sin of not trusting God.
因为以赛亚知道真正能够救他们脱离亚述国的危险只有上帝。
Isaiah knew that the only savior that could truly save them from the threat of Assyria was God.
所以不将上帝当作他们的救赎主。
Therefore, not treating God as the savior.
就是不洁的民。
Will make them unclean people.
当他们不将救赎的盼望放在上帝身上时。
When they don't put their hope of salvation on God.
他们就是有罪的。
That's sinful.
所以我们从犹大 犹大国的民和以赛亚，我们可以看到。
So we could see from Isaiah and the Israelites that their sin.
他们的罪是不将救赎的盼望放在上帝的身上。
That their sin was not putting their hope of salvation on God.
这也显出了他们的不信靠。
And that shows their unbelief.
这样的罪不只是会出现在他们的生命中。
This kind of sin would not only appear in their lives.
也会出现在我们的生命中。
But also in our lives.
就像我虽然是出生在基督徒的家庭。
Just like me, even I was born and raised in a Christian family.
我从小就去主日学。
And I went to Sunday school when I was little.
但是我常常会把我的盼望放在我身边的事物上面。
But I often put my trust on things of this life.
当我还没有信主的时候。
Before I believed the Lord.
我那个时候还是一个学生。
I was still a student.
我很喜欢被别人肯定。
I really like being recognized by others.
如果没有听到别人的肯定，那我的心情是非常糟糕的。
If I didn't receive their recognition, I would have a low mood.
但是在学校，老师常常会肯定的是好学生。
But when I was at my school, my teachers often affirmed good students.
而我那个时候学习也没有足够好，无法从老师那里获得肯定。
Back then, my study wasn't that good, so I couldn't get affirmations from my teachers.
那我就想到一个方法。
So I came up with an idea.
既然我没有办法从老师那里获得肯定，那我可以从朋友那里得到肯定。
If I couldn't receive affirmations from my teachers, then I would try to make all kinds of friends to get affirmations and fulfillment from them.
所以我那个时候我就广交朋友。
So I tried to make all kinds of friends.
然后要从朋友那里得到我想要的被肯定的满足感。
And try to find that sense of recognition from them.
其实这个过程是蛮辛苦的一件事情。
Actually, the process of making all kinds of friends was really painstaking.
因为当朋友多的时候
Because when friends were many,
就会有很多的要求和标准。
Different friends have their own requirements and standards.
那我要得到朋友的肯定，我就会变得越来越累。
So that makes receiving the recognition became more and more burdensome.
但是我为了得到肯定的满足感，我还只能这样去做。
But in order to find hope and fulfillment in the recognition, all I could do was keep fulfilling their requirements and their standards.
我只能不断地满足朋友们的要求。
All I could do was keep trying to meet their standards.
一直到后来，上帝的福音临到我。
Until God's gospel came upon me.
让我看到我不需要付出什么。
It opened my eyes to see that I didn't need to pay for anything.
或者达到什么样的标准
？Or to meet certain standards.
上帝就因为耶稣基督而肯定我。
God affirms me because of Jesus Christ.
我当下我就被这样的信息释放了。
I was liberated by this message.
我身上的重担也就卸下了。
And that heavy burden on my back was lifted right away.
因为福音让我看到我没有将我的盼望放在上帝的身上。
Because the gospel reveals to me that.I didn't put my hope on God.
我用别人给我的肯定取代了上帝对我的肯定。
But on people's affirmation instead of God's affirmation.
当我这样做的时候，我就是不信靠上帝。
By doing so, I didn't trust in God.
所以用身边的人事物取代上帝，不只是会发生在非基督徒身上。
Taking anything other than God in the place of Him is not something that only non-Christians do.
也会发生在基督徒的身上。
But Christians as well.
当我们成为基督徒之后，我们也常常会因软弱而犯不信靠上帝的罪。
After we became Christians, we often commit sin of not trusting God because of our weaknesses.
例如，我们可能会把我们的保障放在金钱的上面。
For example, we could put our sense of security on money.
我们可能会认为有足够的金钱，我们的生活才会有保障。
And assume that.Having enough money could make our life secure.
我们才能够在小孩的教育上有保障。
And make our children's education secure.
或者生病的时候有保障。
Or our health insurance secure.
当然，上帝给我们金钱是让我们来去好好的生活。
Yes, God does give us money for our needs in our lives.
但是，当我们将金钱当作我们生活保障唯一来源的时候
，But when we take money as the only source of security.
我们就忽略了上帝这位真正的保障者。
We fail to acknowledge God as our true security provider.
那生活中其实有很多的事物都会成为我们的依靠的对象。
Many things in this life could replace our trust in God.
当我们将生活中一些人事物看得比上帝更加重要的时候，
When we deem any other thing in life as more important than God,
其实我们就犯了罪。
Actually, we have sinned.
我们在生活当中能够认识到我们自己罪的时候，
Being able to know our sins,
这是上帝的恩典。
It's God's grace.
因为上帝让我们知罪不是为了让我们绝望。
Because the reason God reveals our sins to us is not to make us despair.
而是为了让我们得到救赎的盼望。
But so that we could receive his salvation.
我们接下来我们可以看以赛亚书的六到八节的经文。
Now let us continue to read from Isaiah verses 6 through 8.
在以赛亚书六章六到八节经文这里。
Isaiah 6, 6 through 8.
我们看到上帝并没有因为以赛亚见到自己而立即的去击杀他。
We see that God didn't strike Isaiah down after he saw God.
也没有因为以赛亚的罪而给以赛亚受到应有的惩罚。
And God didn't punish Isaiah for the penalty he deserved.
反而是派了一位天使。
Instead, he sent an angel.
用火炭来象征耶稣基督的救赎。
To take a coal as a symbol of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
除去以赛亚的罪。
To atone for Isaiah's sin.
当上帝除去以赛亚的罪之后，
After that,
上帝也发出了呼召。
God made a call and said,
上帝说，我可以差遣谁呢？
God said, whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
上帝是要差派人去传讲救赎的信息。
God sent preachers to preach the message of salvation.
也就是唯有依靠上帝，人才有得救的盼望。
And that is, only by trusting in God can a person have a hope of salvation.
唯有依靠上帝，人的罪才能真正的被赦免。
Only by trusting in God can a person's sin be truly forgiven.
当以赛亚听到上帝的呼召时，
When Isaiah heard God's call,
以赛亚说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah said, Here am I, send me.
我们可以看到以赛亚他甘愿领受这样的呼召。
From Isaiah's answer, we could feel that Isaiah was willing in his heart.
以赛亚他之所以心甘乐意，
He was willing because
是因为在这一系列的事情当中，
He was willing because through all these events,
他经历了上帝的救恩。
He has experienced God's salvation himself.
这样的经历也是以赛亚学习的过程。
These experiences are the process how Isaiah learns to know God.
这样的学习使以赛亚可以认识关于上帝。
Therefore, Isaiah took his own experiences to learn to know God.
也认识上帝给以赛亚的救恩。
And also learn about God's salvation.
所以以赛亚就将自己的学习和经历，
So Isaiah took his own experiences
带给了犹大的国民。
And took them to the Jews in Judah.
使他们可以知道真正的救赎的盼望在上帝那里。
So that they may learn the true salvation is from God.
就像我们今天成为基督徒的过程，
Just like the whole process of how we became Christians today.
上帝也让我们经历他的救恩。
That tells us how we experience God's salvation.
我们在这个过程当中，我们用亲身经历来学习福音。
In the meantime, we learn the meaning of the gospel with our first-hand experiences.
当我们被福音改变之后，
When we were changed by the gospel,
我们也能够将我们的福音带给我们身边的人。
We could proclaim the gospel that we have learned to others around us.
就像我跟我的太太，
Just like my wife and I,
我们都有经历上帝的呼召，
have both experienced God's gospel.
我们也都经历了上帝的福音，
God's calling and God's gospel.
在这个过程当中，我们学习到了福音的内容。
And during this process, we have learned the meaning of the gospel.
不仅如此，上帝也呼召我们进入全时间的服事。
Not only so, God has called us into the full-time ministry of preaching the gospel.
同时上帝也 预备很多机会来装备我们。
God has even prepared more opportunities to equip us.
并且差派我们去到创极地区去做宣教士。
And send us as missionaries to a creative access country.
在2019年的时候，我跟我太太一起来到台湾读神学。
2019, my wife and I came to Taiwan together to study in a seminary.
当我们在台湾稳定之后
So, when our lives in Taiwan became stable,
我们就开始寻找可以委身的教会。
We started to look for opportunities for church internship.
我们在寻找的过程当中，我们就去到三重的一间教会。
During that process, we went to a church that was nearly planted in Sanchong.
这间教会就是信友堂英文部所开拓的。
And that church was supported by the FPC.
那里的牧师大家应该都认识，他是 Kalen。
And that pastor, I believe everyone knows him, that's Kalen.
我们去的时候，那是第一个主日。
When we went there, that was our first time visit there.
我们就看到 Kalen 一个人在那里去忙。
So we saw Kalen really busy with the ministry.
然后也没有同工来帮助他。
And there was no co-workers there to help him.
我太太就问我要不要留下一起来帮忙他。
So I asked my wife if we should stay and help Pastor Kalen.
随后我们就决定留在三重这间教会。
Finally, we decided to stay at Sanchong to help him.
我们没有想到我们这一留就是三年的时间。
And then 3 years have passed.
在三年的过程当中，上帝也将他的一个感动放在我们的心里。
In the past 3 years, God has put a desire in our hearts.
让我们去到创启地区去做福音的工作。
That desire was to share the gospel in a creative access country.
上帝也透过教会来呼召我们。
And God also called us in this church.
教会也就成为我们事工的监督。
So we have a ministry here in that church.
就这样在上帝奇妙的带领下。
So under God's marvelous guidance,
我们就成为了 FCNI 的宣教士。
We became the missionaries of FCNI.
而我们要去的地方就是创启地区。
And where we are sent to is a creative access country.
我们之所以去到创启地区是因为
we are sent there because
创启地区是一个不能够自由传福音的地方。
A creative access country is where evangelism is restricted.
在这样的情况下
under that circumstance,
很多基督徒没有办法得到健康的牧养。
So many Christians cannot attend a healthy church.
很多人也无法正常的去听到福音的信息。
And many Christians are not able to hear the true gospel.
所以上帝就给我们感动，去到创启地区做门徒训练。
So, God has moved us to share the gospel at a creative access country.
帮助他们训练可以牧养和带领的人。
And help training the disciples there, and also the pastors and church leaders.
另外我们也希望在这个过程当中
through this process,
上帝可以给我们预备同工。
We hope that God would provide co-workers for us.
如果未来有可能我们也希望在当地可以建立一间新的教会。
If Lord's willing, we hope we can plant a new church there.
让更多人可以得到牧养。
So that more Christians can be fed with the Bible.
最后我也想要邀请大家来参与到我们的事工中。
Lastly, I would like to invite everyone to participate in this, in our ministry.
因为我们蒙召服侍神的国。
Because, we are all called to serve in the kingdom of God.
并不是我们一个人去完成。
That's not done by, individuals.
而是像拉弓一样。
But it's like, pulling a bowstring.
我们是被发射出去的箭。
We are like arrows on a bow.
而大家是帮助箭发射出去的弓。
And you are like, the bowstring.
所以上帝就拉开弓和箭。
So God has pulled the bowstring to shoot arrows.
使弓和箭可以配搭。
So that, arrows and bow can work together.
然后让箭可以发射出去。
And so that, the shooting of arrows can be successful.
虽然大家不能够与我们一起同去。
Although, you couldn't go with us there together.
但是大家还可以与我们一起领受从上帝那里而来的呼召。
But you also, receives calling from God.
我们都可以对上帝说。
We could all say to God,
我在这里，请差遣我。
Here we are, send us.
我也邀请大家可以透过一些方式来与我们一起同工。
I would like to invite, everyone to work to participate this ministry together.
大家可以透过代祷和奉献的方式来与我们一起做这样的工作。
You could do this through, prayer and offering.
因为我们去到创启地区。
Because when we go to a creative access country,
不只有生活上的需要。
Not only do we have physical needs,
我们也有很大属灵上的需要。
We also have much spiritual needs.
因为这是一场属灵的征战。
Because this is a spiritual warfare.
我们需要大家用祷告来与我们一起来面对这样的征战。
And we need all of your prayer to support us to fight this spiritual battle.
如果大家愿意透过代祷和奉献的方式与我们同工。
If you're willing to participate this ministry through prayer,
我也鼓励大家在上帝的面前可以为你们愿意参与上帝的事工而祷告。
And please pray for this before God.
因为你们的支持对我们来说也是一种祝福。
Because your support, God uses your support as His blessings for us.
你们也可以将这样的心智放在上帝的面前。
And you could pray about this.
如果大家想要联络我们，大家就可以透过我们的 email 来联络我们。
If you'd like to receive letters from us, you could leave your email address later.
我们也会将我们的代祷信定期的发给你。
We will send our letters to your email address.
你就可以了解到我们的近况。
So you could be updated and know our current situation.
这一页的信息也是我们在台湾的账户。
And that's the information about bank account on the screen.
这是 FCNI 的为我们开设的账户。
That's the account, started by FCNI.
所以我们的每使用一笔钱都在 FCNI 的监督之下。
So, our finances are under, FCNI's, under FCNI.
这个是我们的差会 Chinese Bible Mission 的账户。
And the QR code 吗？ And this is our account for Chinese Bible Mission.
这是我们在美国的账户。
And that's our account in the US.
所以 CBM Chinese Bible Mission 也会监督我们每一项的支出。
So, CBM, Chinese Biomission, is also, part of this.
所以我们去到创启地区，我们是有一个健康的监督的团队。
And they will hold for our accountability, district boss.
所以我们与很多支持的人，包括这些机构，我们都一起在做上帝的工。
So all these, organizations work together, for the kingdom of God.
我也希望有感动的人可以与我们一起同工。
I hope that whosoever would like to participate in this ministry, please join us.
你就可以透过这个页面下面的 email 来跟我们联络。
You could contact us with the email below.
也愿上帝可以在这个过程当中也祝福到大家。
May the Lord bless all of you.
因为我们每一个人都需要践行上帝对我们的福音的呼召。
Because all, we all need to live out the gospel.
都愿我们像以赛亚先知一样，可以回应上帝的呼召。
May we respond just like Isaiah did.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主啊，谢谢你带领我们可以一起来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, thank you for leading us to your presence.
谢谢你让我们可以从以赛亚的呼召当中。
I thank you that through Isaiah's calling.
看到我们每一个人也都有福音的呼召。
We could learn that we all have a calling from the gospel.
我们愿意将我们愿意传福音的心智放在你的面前。
May you stir our hearts so that we can be eager to share the gospel.
求你也来帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们需要你与我们同在。
We need your presence and you being with us.
我们如此向你仰望交托。
We pray all of this.
是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.